May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 759. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. If we can't sing that verse with assurance, friends, let us sing it in hope. Hymn 759.
Oh, to help us this evening as we read Psalm 32 and Proverbs chapter 4. Firstly, Psalm 32, and then 4 Proverbs. A Psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee, in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. We turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honour when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, that is, limited or restricted. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. May the Lord bless his own word and help us when we come before him in prayer. Dear Lord, we do pray that at this evening hour thou wilt come and make one in our midst. Lord, we would not worship any idol. We would not worship, Lord, in the sense of just going through the various parts of the service in and of ourselves. But we would worship thee, the triune God, the three one God. We would worship thee, Lord, who alone, Lord, is able to grant us that feeling heart, that real heart which has a religion that seeks its God, desires to know God, desires a closer walk with God, desires a calm and heavenly frame, as dear hymn writer Cowper did many years ago. And Lord, we believe that spiritual language is such that is attractive to thy dear people. They want to walk more closely with thee. Lord, may they then this night know something of the favour of God upon them, a touch from above. Oh, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. And oh, his mouth is altogether lovely. Oh, we feel the effect of his kisses. We feel the effect of a touch from above to give us a hope that indeed we can sing that first verse in that first hymn. Oh, Lord, that's what we desire. But, oh, we do pray then that as we come before thee, Lord, tonight, we do plead that thou wilt grant a portion for 7 and also for 8. Nay, Lord, can we go further? Can we pray there might be a blessing for every poor soul that's gathered in here this evening, and indeed those that are listening in via the internet? Lord, we plead for it, that the word, thy word, will not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that whereunto thou hast sent it. And may it be sent this evening to poor sinners here and there, Lord, at thy command. Lord, we pray that it may be so. And Lord, do remember those that have gathered tonight and those that are listening. Some, Lord, have gathered from other courts and hills of Zion, and we pray that that which has gone before may have been of help to them this day. And Lord, may nothing be marred by coming to hear this poor man this evening. But Lord, may there be that which is done in thy name that will favour them. And those souls that were here this morning, Lord, do bless them. And Lord, we do plead that thou wilt graciously bless that which was done in the Sunday school too, in the different gatherings, according to the age groups. Lord, do remember the young and bless the young and favour them, Lord. And we do pray that thou wilt draw near to them in their pathway and graciously help them, the young children, and those at school, and those with their burdens, and those taught at home. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember the young. Keep them by the courts of God. Keep them in the ways, Lord, in which they have been established by bringing up of their parents. And Lord, do help them to go step by step in the journey of life. And Lord, we do pray for those in the middle part of life and for parents, Lord, all the burdens of parents and concerns. Oh Lord, it is our prayer that thou wilt be with them and uphold them and help them. It is our desire that thou wilt favour them, Lord, with that gracious mercy from above, to know what to do and to know how to go about things with their children. And Lord, we do pray for those, Lord, that perhaps walk in solitary paths, those that walk in tried paths, and those that, Lord, are tempted and troubled tonight. Lord, thou knowest where they are and all about them and what they have in their pathway. Lord, we do pray, Lord, for the deacons here. Do remember them and favour them, Lord, with thy blessing. And Lord, do remember one as he walks that solitary path now. And Lord, oh, do be close to him, we do pray, and his dear family in their loss. And Lord, others that have lost those, Lord, amongst thy dear people that we know of, we do pray for them. And we would remember thy dear servant, Mr. Jabez Rutt, at this time, and that thou wilt greatly help him in that solitary pathway he is now called to walk. Lord, we do plead that thou wilt be with each of thy sent servants that have gone forth this evening and greatly help them. Lord, we do beg that thou wilt remember the elderly amongst the friends here. Those, Lord, perhaps feel that either their physical or their mental faculties are not what they once were. O Lord, we pray thou wilt remember them and be with them and help them as they pray their way along, Lord. And oh, do grant those seasons of blessing. Do grant those favours, Lord, that their last days may be their very best days. And Lord, may we each be exercised to make our calling and our election sure. Oh Lord, that there may be no doubt. Lord, we will have doubts, but there may be those times of assurance that we are, that we may with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine that we are amongst thy children. Lord, then we do pray that thou wilt be with all the ages and all the needs and all the concerns of those gathered here tonight. Lord, it is our prayer and it is our concern that thou wilt be with us, Lord, as we gather. Lord, may we not just bring words that seem convenient. May we not, Lord, just do that which seems to be, as it were, upon our mind, but may there be real exercise in it, and Lord, that we prove it to be of the Lord. And so it is with all aspects of our divine walk and religion, that we prove that these things are of the Lord. They are lasting and they have an eternal effect. Lord, we do pray the deacons in their responsibilities, cares and concerns. The church, Lord, that thou hast settled here, thou hast caused it to grow. We pray that thou will cause it to grow further, that exercised souls will yet come and tell what the dear Saviour has done for them. Lord, we plead for it. It is a step that requires the drawing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is a step in which we will not hold back if the Lord is working, we verily believe it, that we cannot hold back, for the very stones would cry out. Well, Lord, we plead for these things. We also pray for the villages of Swavesey and over and around and about, that there may be yet that desire to come into the chapel that they've walked past or driven past many times, come and hear the word. Oh, Lord, only thou canst cause it to come and to bring it to pass. And we plead and beg that, Lord, it will be so, that they will come to hear the words of salvation for their never dying souls. Lord, we do plead thou would remember, Lord, us then as we gather. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt really help us each this evening. Oh, that help in hearing. Lord, as we sit in the pew, Lord, it's not to be entertained. It's not perhaps just to while away an hour and a half. No, Lord, but oh, that we might sit really with that pressing desire in our hearts that thou wouldest speak. Come, dear Jesus, come and speak a word to my poor soul. Oh, Lord, we do pray that poor sinners may have entered in with such a desire tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, that thou wilt come and seek and save that which is lost. We hope we've got a few poor lost sinners here tonight, Lord, and we beg and plead that thou wilt seek them out tonight and give them, Lord, that little crumb of mercy to go on with. And, Lord, may there be those that have craved it. A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave, unworthy to be fed. Yes, oh, they feel their unworthiness. Lord, oh, thou knowest, and we feel our unworthiness to stand here too. And Lord, we know what it is. We feel we're too unworthy sometimes to enter thy courts, because we might, by our very sins, almost bring uncleanness to the place. Lord, we felt it, and we know we most certainly have felt it at the prayer meetings, and maybe some of the poor souls feel it here at the prayer meetings. Oh, unworthy, unworthy. Oh, Lord, unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing, divine. And thou dost come into such souls that feel themselves to be unworthy. That's the beauty of the gospel, Lord, that those that don't feel themselves to be unworthy know nothing of their need of the Lord. Yes. But he gives us and shows us our need. One says, "'Tis the Spirit's rising beam, that work in us to show our need of him." Lord, we pray then that poor needy sinners might be encouraged tonight. Or they might feel that there is one that has that eternal love for them. There is one who has washed them, who has cleansed them. There is one whose precious blood has wiped the slate clean, as the expression is. Oh, Lord, yes, what voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good and has my soul of freedom set? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Oh, as the hymn writer calls it, invaluable blood. Lord, may we feel a little of the application. And Lord, one drop, and our sins are gone. One drop, and there's nothing to show. Yes, the blood of the covenant that is sufficient to wash away the sins of deepest dye. One drop. Lord, we pray for it. We plead for it. Oh, mercy streams in streams of blood. Well, Lord, open these things to us. Oh, that we might desire them in our heart. Lord, oh, those feeble desires, says one, those wishes so weak. But 'tis Jesus inspires and bids you still seek. Lord, do be with the seekers. They might feel not to be seekers. They might feel to be, oh, so low and so undone and so far off from God, as our friend prayed in the vestry. But Lord, they're the ones that we plead thou would seek out and find out tonight. And Lord, bring them on the, ah, oh, that they will come and bring in their sheaves with them. Ah, oh, Lord, that's it. Yes, that which they have reaped in the house of the Lord. Yes, oh, we pray for it. And Lord, we do pray then that thou will come and enable us to see that there's the handfuls on of purpose that have been dropped and will be dropped this evening for the benefit of thy saints. Oh, Lord, do come. Well, we pray, Lord, for the situation in the world crisis and the war in Ukraine. We pray for thy people there. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and truly appear. And Lord, that thou wilt prevent further bloodshed if it be thy holy will. We pray, Lord, that through much prayer, this tyrant will be stopped and prevented. And Lord, may he even have to turn to the Lord. We pray that, Lord, through prayer, there will be much done and seen to prevent, Lord, the war escalating to a war with NATO. Lord, if it be thy will, help us to pray for those people over there and that they may yet see deliverance. Lord, we do beg and plead thou wilt be in it all. Lord, help us to remember that thou rulest. Help us to remember thou holdest the isles in thy fist. Help us to not forget, Lord, that thou hast all things under thy divine control. Lord, we do then plead in these troublous times that there may be a wall built, as there was even in the time of we read in Daniel's time and Nehemiah, the wall that was promised to be built and was built in troublous times. Lord, we pray for it. What a trouble there is in this world situation. Help us each to pray in our private petitions regarding this matter. And Lord, do remember our sinful land and nation and turn us again, O Lord, and we shall be turned. We do need it, Lord. We pray for our Prime Minister for wisdom, knowledge and help. We pray for our leaders. Lord, even though they pray not for themselves perhaps, but we pray that some of them may, there may be yet those that turn to thee. Lord, we do beg of thee and plead it in this regard. Lord, we do desire to pray then for our sinful land and nation. And Lord, we do pray for each of thy servants standing upon Zion's walls this evening, those that have preached and during the day, Lord, do bless the word. May it have been a gospel day in Zion. May the word have gone forth here and there, sown in weakness by thy servants. But Lord, that, oh, yes, there may be the increase. Ah, the increase given of God. That's what we do desire. Oh, Lord, hear our prayers for that. Remember those servants that are afflicted, those, Lord, in old age, and those, Lord, who are struggling along. Well, Lord, be with them each. And, Lord, as we have prayed, and it's so much been on our spirit today, do yet send further men into the vineyard, Lord, to preach, the word of God in its fullness. Yes, Lord, do send them. Equip them, and that they will go with that word behind them, that thus saith the Lord, and to stand, that they might be made willing, like Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. Yes, and that time of sending will come, and they will have to go and preach in the name of the Lord. Well, Lord, we do pray thou would remember this people. And as thy ministers and thy servants come in out from amongst them, and we pray that, Lord, the word will be blessed and they will be favoured. But now, Lord, this evening, yes, this evening, do come And Lord, we pray that we might prove that tonight we have been visited by the King. Oh Lord, how we would dress up, how we would make ourselves ready if the Queen was to come tonight to our service. What if the King of Kings comes? Oh Lord, oh do come. And how we would desire that the preparations of the heart in man may be ready, ready, prepared for the King to come and to bless us tonight. Oh, what a time of favour it would be, to set time to favour Zion is come. Oh, may it prove to be so. Forgive our poor prayers and many sins, for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn number 758. Sons of God in tribulation, let your eyes the Saviour view. He's the rock of our salvation. He was tried and tempted too, all to succour every tempted burdened son. Hymn 758.
Thank you.
In complete dependence upon the dear Lord for help this evening, I would direct your prayerful attention to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. This morning we read verse 20 as our text. To know the Lord give you the bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Now just briefly, on that verse 20, as we tried to speak about the gift of the bread of adversity and the gift from God of the water of affliction, which is upon each and every one of his people, and that there is teaching through these afflictions, there is teaching through the pathway of adversity, and our teachers in that sense are not removed, but that we see the heavenly teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone through those adverse and afflictive pathways that we are called to walk in. And really, friends, very briefly, that is a précis of what we so failingly tried to speak of this morning. But now, you see, beyond that colon, we've heard of the eyes shall see thy teachers, so there will be an awareness that we are being taught in the way, shown in the way. We now hear of the ears, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. Now, friends, the word behind us. When we hear a word behind us, it causes us to turn round if someone speaks, doesn't it? We want to hear what they've got to say. Our ears are attuned to it. Let me tell you this, friends. Our natural ears don't want to hear the voice of God, don't want to hear the voice of anything. Our ears, we have deaf ears. Oh, you children, you ever asked to do a little job by your parents, are you? And sometimes, how can I put it rightly? We've all been there, but it's not right, is it? We don't hear what they ask us to do first time, do we? Deaf ears. Deaf ears. Friends, children of God know what it is to not always hear the voice of the Master. And we choose to ignore his voice. In a different way, I know we're unlikely, but there are those that have heard the voice of God. But his voice in his promptings, his voice in his directings, and I hope we can come to a few of those things this evening, his voice in his leadings. That's not the way, Lord. That's not the way that I want to walk in. That's not the way that I feel will lead me to better things. No, friends, isn't it true? But you see, he will open our ears to be attentive to the voice of the Lord to us in those various ways he speaks. Sometimes in inclining our heart, that's a voice behind us, that he inclines our heart to do something, to walk in a particular way. At sometimes there is a voice through his word, through his servants, that it is the way that we are to go in. But we hear it, you see, through these things, not audibly, but it's like a voice to us in the word that's given to us, the word that we trust in, the word that the servants have brought, the word that is laid before us. And our ears are opened and our hearts are opened to receive it, friends. Lord, open my ears. Lord, take away my deafness. Lord, remove those muffs of nature. Lord, take away the wax of nature that's filling my ears that won't let me hear the word of truth. This is the way that I don't want to hear it. All those things that block out the sound. Do you know it, poor sinner, what I'm talking about in the pathway? Because that's where we are as lost, fallen sinners. But I am so thankful that a way of salvation is made where the voice comes. Oh, we think of Saul was struck down on the road to Damascus and there was a voice from heaven to him. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He heard the voice that day. He heard the voice. Now, my friends, can you go back to a time thine ear shall hear a word behind thee when there was a word and it settled in your heart and it wouldn't go away? Friends, what a blessing if you've had it. What a favour if you've had the word and the word's been alive within you. You've heard a word behind you, you see. Yes, I know in the eastern lands the shepherds go before their sheep often. But it is said that there are those that follow the sheep as well. And in following the sheep, the reason is that they give the commands for those that go off wayward to the right or to the left. They bring them back into the way that they are to go. And indeed, that is the way the shepherds tend to work using their dogs in our land. But we think of the voice of the good shepherd who calleth out his sheep. They are called. Have you had the call, friends? Have you heard the call? We can't escape it. If we've not heard the call, we need to be on our knees to plead for it. Call me, Lord. You know, children, that Samuel, 3 times he heard the voice of God. Yes, 3 times. And he thought it was Eli talking to him. You know the story. Has the Lord spoken to you in your little heart and ears? What a question for us. We need the Lord to speak. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord. Speak plainly to me that I understand what thou art saying to me. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. Well, the verse before refers to the teachers. We spoke about teachers in a whole range of it. There's one heavenly teacher, of course, but those sent servants, those that are sent to teach in the things of the Sunday school, those that are sent to teach others in the things of God, and to support each other as we ought rightly to do. But you see, this is an addition to seeing those teachers that thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. We need the words behind us so that we don't walk in the wrong paths of faith. We don't walk into, it's referred to in Pilgrim's Progress as bypath meadow. Those meadows that appear very attractive. We need to have the call. My friends, I read a wonderful story recently in an older Gospel Standard. I think it's 2016 I read it, but it was a Gospel Standard that I picked up. But it was so touched my heart, this man This man who was 90, and his place was where he lived, friends, was the Durham Ox. That was a pub. That's where he lived and spent his evenings and his time. And yet his daughters, two of them, were godly women. They lived in Lincolnshire, in the Lincolnshire Wolds in the 1860s. And, you know, there was a minister there who was a Robert Walker, and he wrote this. I've never seen a man, he said, with such a complete turn, really, and complete work of salvation done by the Lord. He said, if ever a man was far off from God, and I thought, he said, I'd thought in my mind he would die in his sins. But he said, I happened to see the man one day and spoke to him and said, this, ye must be born again. Oh, friends, and it's the same for each of us. We must be born again. And unless we've heard a voice behind us, friends, we won't be born again. You've got to be in this text, you know, tonight. If you're going to glory, you must be. I'm not saying it's going to be your text and given to you of the Lord, but you've got to be in it. Got to be in it. If we're not in it, friends, what a solemn situation. Because there never will have been words behind us. We never will have been directed to walk in the way of salvation. And we never will have been directed to walk in the way of providence. It won't have happened. But anyway, this man, if we come back to where it was. And he said this. And he said, you need to be, your heart needs to be made into splinters. He said, so he said that you must be born again and your heart must be made into splinters. And that man, friends, it had such an effect upon him. And his daughter didn't realise. But the grandson went to stay with him. And he said, Mum, do you realise that Granddad prays all night long? And she thought, well, is he a changed man? Do you know what she did to test him out? She said, let's go to the Durham Ox. I'll take you back to the place where you lived, where you down pint after pint, sitting there on his bar stool. Friends, we know of these things, don't we? We read of these things. This man. So she took him there. And he goes in there, friends. He said, take me to that table in the corner. And I'll order a cup of tea. And you know, friends, he sat there and he talked to her about, I can't even look on that stool that I used to be. The Lord has broken my heart into those parts that the minister spoke of. Oh, friends, and you know, he died 5 years later. A man desperately sinful, drunkard. A man that was vile. A man that we would perhaps find repugnant. 90. Changed because the voice was behind him. Have you heard the voice? Have I heard the voice? Friends, what a question for us tonight. And we must be faithful. But thine ears shall hear. Poor sinner, if you've not heard it, keep praying for it. Poor soul, if you need to hear it again in a particular matter, plead for it. Thine ears shall. Oh, friends, it's not one of the common shouts and wheels of Jehovah, but it is one. Because the Isaiah wrote this under the influence of the Holy Spirit, so it must be. And oh, the Lord give you, yes, this word, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying. Yes, saying this, a word behind thee then. And in effect, the word, whatever it is, if it stops you short in the pathway, if it makes you confess your sins, then it has said this is the way. You see, because I am the way, the truth and the life, and I will bring you by the way. And indeed, as he says later in Isaiah, I will bring the blind, you see, the blind, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. Friends, I'm not adding to scripture, but I say this, and I will open the ears of the deaf. I will do these things. Oh, friends, have you got some deaf ones in the family? Have you got some deaf ones that you mourn over? You want them to hear the voice of the Lord, that the gospel enters their soul? Pray on. We've got them, haven't we, in our families? Those that we mourn over. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. Some of those crooked things that we spoke about this morning, poor souls, those that were here, but some of those crooked things to yet be made straight. These things will I do unto them, and above all this, and not forsake them. Yes, the promises of God, they are great, and they will be performed. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Now, friends, I do want to talk about providence. I do want to just touch on this in this way, that maybe there is something. I don't know whether it's the church. I don't know whether it's you as individuals. I don't know whether it's in your families. I don't know whether it's regarding things collectively in your family. I have no idea, but it's the one. Are there those seeking to know the Lord's will in a matter? That the path that you are considering is the right path? That the path is the right way? Well, my friends, lay it up, because you will hear a voice behind you. You will get that guidance and direction from above. You will know. You will know exactly what the Lord will have you to do, but you must lay it up before him in prayer. And it's his way, friends. I was encouraged this week on Wednesday evening when our pastor preached from, well, he read this very chapter, and I had these verses on my mind, and it seemed to encourage me for today's services. But, friends, he preached from this first clause in verse 18, and therefore would the Lord wait. Well, it's such a word for me, friends, because there's something that I want to rush into. There's something I want to move with. No, therefore would the Lord wait. Friends, that, and I say that to the younger friends, that to me was a word behind me, you see. That's an example of this. A word behind thee, saying this is the way, walk ye in it. So the way for me at the moment is to wait. To wait. And so it is, friends, that we will have that guidance from above. I believe it in those things in our life. Whenever I make some sudden stop, and many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which way path to take, I to my Saviour speed my way, to tell my dubious state, and listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that. Yes, and friends, this is why, as we come to this is the way, walk ye in it, as I just touching on things in providence at the moment. You know, things in providence we cannot, and I know I've mentioned it here before, we cannot detach them from things in grace. But let us just consider the word that we read in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee. Poor sinner, he will. He will show you clearly what you are to do. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. The most tender part of the body is the eye. And I will guide thee with that tender part, tenderly looking over you with my eye, to make sure that you do not turn to the left way, which is wrong, or the right way, which is wrong, but it's the way you will wander into yourself. No, I will keep you in the right way that I will have you to go. Yes. And we also read, took for our reading in Proverbs, that chapter 4, and there's much there for us to read. But this is what really struck me. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder, that is, think upon the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. You see, it's an instructive chapter because it says, enter not into the path of the wicked, nor go not in the way of evil men. And I love that verse 15. Avoid it, comma. Pass by it, not by it, comma. Turn from it and pass away. Yes. Our friends, maybe the younger friends, you've got an opportunity to do something. I don't know, go to a football match or something, and friends are trying to encourage you to do this thing. Friends, we've been there, we've been to these things, and the Lord has had to turn our hearts away from these things because he will have it, you see. This is the way. Turn away from it. But the way that the Lord will have us to go in, the right way. I know it's a narrow way, but in this way the saints have trod down from Adam's day to this. Put me in the right way, Lord. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Well, you say, well, what is the way for me in this matter that I don't know what to do? Because I'm actually at a crossroads. Friends, there are no crossroads with the Lord Jesus. There's no right or left. You will always go straight on because you will keep your eyes, as we quoted it this morning, fixed on him. And therefore he will lead you in the straight way, the narrow way. And the merciful thing is, when we look at this in a spiritual light, that he does keep his wandering sheep. Oh, they want to wander off because the grass is a little bit greener over there in Bypath Meadow that we've quoted already. The grass tastes a bit nicer there. There's bigger clumps of it. We want to be there, friends, don't we? We don't want the bread and the water that I spoke of this morning. It's got to be something a little bit more tasty for us. Oh, is that where your heart is? That's where mine is, I tell you, friends. But no, he will have us to walk in the way that he has led for us, that he's leading us in, that voice behind us. Now, some folks have known the Lord's voice. William Cowper knew it. But he said he went and looked behind a bush because he heard an audible voice saying, God is his own interpreter and he shall make it plain. Even quoting a hymn, the Lord Jesus, well, God did, quoted it to him. And you know, friends, there are those that have heard it. I remember my dear dad speaking to me that he was sent, he wasn't even a member, but he was an exercise man, and he was sent to take a service, I believe it was at Tunbridge. They got nobody to cover, and they said, would he take? And he said he didn't feel he could, but in the end, he did decline. But he said as he drove along to his work, a day or two later, there was a voice in the back of the car. He said, he couldn't turn around, he was driving, but he said, who is that in the back of the car? The voice out loud, the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. And you see, friends, he had to go and do it. And there his exercises started regarding the ministry. And you know, as he's on my mind as I speak of him, and I must mention this, I've just quoted that word, I will instruct thee and teach thee. You know, the dear deacon at Matfield gave out that hymn 906, and you will see that above that hymn, that it says above that hymn, I will instruct thee. Oh, where shall I find a guide to direct, right, skillful and kind, brave to protect? Yes, well, where will you find it? 'Tis Jesus can teach the way you should go, and out his arm reach to help you on to. Well, friends, that was where the exercise of the ministry started. But how remarkable when he pleaded that the Lord, through that word, it might be used, when he came to the end of it, when he got to go, finally to go. And we know with an exercise, those of you that have had it, when it is a coming before the church or something in those ways, you know it comes to a crescendo, doesn't it, where we have to do that which the Lord has commanded us, to make me to walk in thy commands. 'Tis a delightful road. So why are you holding back, poor sinner? Sorry, I've got to speak. I'm going to apologise. Why are you holding back, poor sinner? 'Tis a delightful road. as one is led in that way. This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right or to the left, friends, we can only speak as the Lord guides us. But you, a poor sinner that's wondering about it all, you read. You read hymn 1003. Yes. Nor let my head, nor heart, nor hands offend against my God. Oh, that the Lord would guide my ways to keep his statutes, his way, his laws still, and his commands. Oh, that my God would grant me grace to know and do his will. What a prayer that is for us each this evening. Oh, a summary and a text, isn't it? But let me come back as I digress to my dear dad. So he's got that word, I will instruct thee and teach thee. And friends, oh, how he needed the Lord to give him that word. Well, he's desiring, he's coming to a crescendo, and on the next, he's pleading the next Lord's Day that the pastor might come with a suitable word, he might be helped. Our pastor was Mr. Bradford, whose book some of you will have read. Well, my dad had a migraine. He couldn't go to chapel. He couldn't go to chapel all day. Oh, he's in a turmoil. He used to get them from time to time. There he is. He can't, friends. Oh, and the enemy comes in. You won't get a word. You're not going to preach. Friends, the deacon came that night to speak to him, and as he a visit, really, a loving visit in a time of his a fellow deacon being laid up. He read Psalm 32. I tell you, friends, and he quoted the word in prayer. Yeah, you see, the Lord's going to do things his way, not our way. We put down those chalk lines, as the old ministers used to say, and we expect the Lord to work before them. Well, he won't, friends. It's his way. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, you see, the way that he's going to set, not the chalk lines that you and I want to walk in. And it is so spiritually. Yes, we want our blessings here and there. Again, I don't really want to speak of family things, but it comes straight in. My dear mum, just her final illness was only 5 months and she died very young. And it was such a desire of her heart that the Lord would bless her in her final illness. She never had it, but she did have it right in the last 5 minutes of her life. So, but not any earlier. You see, it's a mystery, but he has his way and his ways are past finding out. But friends, we must walk in his ways and not in ours. I know we want to walk in our ways. I know we want to handle these things. But you see, this is the way. This is the way. The way that leadeth unto life. The narrow way. You see, Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now, this is the spiritual way. This is the way of life. How can we know the way? Jesus said, it's such a simple response. I am the way. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And why do they come to the Father? Because they've had a voice behind them saying, this is the way. This is the way of salvation. This is the way of hope. This is the way for poor, vile, wretched, lost, fallen sinners who despise themselves sometimes for their sins. Have you despised yourself this week at all? Have you had to say, Lord, I'm ashamed. Ashamed of my sins. You see, friends, that's how he does. He teaches sinners in the way and he makes them feel guilty. He makes them feel ashamed because be sure your sins will find you out. But you see, he leads them in the way that leadeth unto life. And that is being taught our sins. That is the way of conviction, the way of repentance, the way that leads us to Christ for salvation. And as our friend gave out that first hymn, that first verse, how right he was that we might sing it in hope if we can't sing it in assurance at this stage. And friends, don't we have that ebbing and flowing, those of us that we hope the Lord has worked in? Oh, at times our doubts. Our doubts and fears exceed all faith, don't they? Yes. But Lord, show me, teach me the way to go on, the way to continue, the way to glory. Lead me in thy path, in a plain path, says the psalmist. I love that, in a plain path. Plain means simple. A plain is a plain path, is it easily observable, easily understandable? But that it might be like this, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Guide me with thy counsel. You know, friends, we think of some of these gracious men that went before. We think of Josiah, 8 years old when he reigned. Eight. Can we imagine one of the 8-year-olds amongst us here reigning over us? Being a king in power. How could he do it? He did this. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And he walked all in all the way of David his father. And he turned not aside to the right or to the left. Friends, because he needed that voice behind him, you see. The voice of those that had gone before. Friends, that's a voice. Has that ever been a voice to you? I haven't intended to at all, but I've been talking about both my parents. How precious to have that voice of those that have gone before. I know, friends, it's not saving. None of that is. Because the word is very clear that one of a city, two of a family, isn't it? But there's nothing saving in it, but it does. We've looked on and we've seen what their faith has done as they have kept their eyes looking upon the Lord. And so it helps us. So he walked in all the ways of David, his father, and he turned not aside. Oh, is it your prayer? Is it mine that we had not turned aside into the wrong ways and doing the wrong things? But I tell you this, if you are the Lord, he'll bring you back. He'll bring you back by his call. He'll call you back. Oh, like those foolish sheep that go wandering through the hedge and into the wrong field. They get called back, you see, by the farmer. Call them back. Yes, you see, my sheep hear my voice. How solemn that the goats don't want to know the voice. They're not interested in the voice. But my sheep hear my voice. Oh, friends, the time. You know, I would speak of that. It's come to me about that. My pastor, Mr. Bradford at Matfield, all those years ago. And that dear man, you know, he was baptized in 1920, but it came about, and he said he was praying to the Lord. It came about in such a remarkable way. He went to see his pastor about a day-to-day matter. And he went and sat down with him, and his pastor said, "Now I want to talk to you in the study." And he took him through to his study, and he says to him there, he said, "Tell me what the Lord's doing. Tell me what the Lord's doing." And he said, and I felt free to open up. He said, "We must go and see the deacons." Yeah, and he, if that's what you feel. And so he set up a date for the deacons. Mr. Bradford came away and said, "Oh," he said, "my heart trembled. I'd had no intention of opening up, no intention of going before the deacons and then the church." He said, "Lord, give me a word that I might know it's the right way that I should walk in." You know, the Lord broke in. 3 words he spoke to him. "Why tarriest thou? Why tarriest thou?" It was time. It was the Lord's time. It was a voice behind him. He must go. And so he went. And he said this. You see, this is where we are. This is with our providential matters, you see. He said, "I've got to be baptised fairly soon because in 3 months, they used to hold back for 3 months at this chapel in London. I don't know what the reason was. Before 3 months, I've got to go back into the boat, into the ships." You know, he was in the Navy in the First World War. He's got to go back. He was planning to be a master mariner and he was going up the ranks. His plans. So they did do that, and they And they did that within a month rather than the 3 months. He never went to the Navy, friends. He went to have his eyes tested before he took his exam to go as a master mariner. And when he went and had his eyes tested, he failed the eye test. He came out and he felt this immediately. Yes, he felt this, that their strength is to sit still. I must sit still in the matter. And yet, the Lord had overturned his future. Yes, the way he was going to go in was not the way the Lord would have him to go in. Friends, may it be of instruction, really, this experimental consideration of that dear servant. And the Lord opened in time for him, and you can read his book, a number of different jobs. It was a tried pathway for a couple of years, but the Lord provided time and time again. Jehovah Jireh, friends, the Lord will provide, and you'll hear the voice behind you. This is the way. This is the way. Oh, perhaps as a young person, you know, you're looking for an opening in something. You're looking for a way. You're looking for something to open up before you. Behold, yes, oh, may you prove it. I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. That's the way. That's the voice, friends. Oh, that the Lord would open the way for you in that matter that you have. But then, you see, that he may also open the way for you into salvation, the way to glory. Yes, as we read, that he will direct us with his counsel and afterward receive us into glory. You see, I believe every step of the way, we need to be kept from turning to the right or to the left. And we read so with the children of Israel, you know, it goes right back. How beautiful is scripture in this way, that Moses speaks, ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Have you? Have you followed his commands? Friends, he's so clear. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Well, ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside. Oh, I want to turn aside. I want to go the left way, because that means I can come away from all that that perhaps, well, you don't want the exercise, but you're carrying the exercise. You want to turn to the left side, or you want to turn to the right, that's back into the world, because that's perhaps it feels a bit easier that way. Well, ye shall not turn aside to the right hand, nor to the left. Oh, and that was Moses, and you know Joshua, he carries on in the same vein. Yes, he says, be strong and very courageous. And we need that if we're to walk in that path that the Lord has laid before us. That thou mayest observe to do all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. And what he ends up with this, friends, and may you prove it, and young people, may you prove it, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Friends, if you're walking in the way that the Lord has set before you, you'll prosper. You will prosper in your soul. I'm not saying you'll prosper financially. I'm not saying you'll have a big car and a big house. I'm saying you'll prosper in your never-dying soul, and that's what counts for eternity. Oh, friends, and it brings me to a word that's sitting on my mind as I speak. This, if I can find it, also in Isaiah. Yes, thus saith the Lord. Oh, don't we love these thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth. Comes back to the heavenly teacher, doesn't it, friends? Which teacheth thee to profit in your soul. Friends, not in your bank balance, not in your profit and loss of your business. No, in your soul, which teacheth thee to profit, but this, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. And lead us, Heavenly Father, lead us. Oh, the world's tempestuous sea, guard us, guide us, keep us, feed us. That is a beautiful line, friends, if you can live in it. For we have no help but thee, yet possessing every blessing, if our God, our Father be. Yes. Oh, friends, you know, the way that is made. Paul writes to the Ephesians, he says, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh, the flesh of the Father, of the Son, and having a high priest over the house of God. Yes, a new and living way. Oh, friends, to be walking in that new and living way, that way that goes to glory, that way that the Lord alone can lead us in, not our way. Well, I don't know about you, friends, but my way, I wouldn't be stood here tonight. Your way, you might well not be sat there either. Where would we be? Somewhere out there in the world, wouldn't we? But the restraining hand of God, the words behind us. Friends, can we go home and bless him? Praise him, honour him, because he's kept us steadfast thus far. I know we're wanderers. I know we'll wander again. But he's kept us. He's kept us thus far. And it is our desire that he would keep us all our journey through and to prove that one day that we will get there, that he has guided us all the way. Do you think he's going to leave you in that time of death? I don't know whether you're troubled about that time. I don't know whether you think much about it. But you know, friends, it's hard work dying naturally. But the Lord will be with his dear people when they cross that Jordan. He will hold their right hand, saying unto them, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, and perhaps there's a one poor sinner that really fears that. Oh, that you might have that voice behind you saying, this is the way, this is the way. Follow me in this way. Yes, in his tender, in his loving way. To take you through those uncharted waters and to land you safe above where, friends, we'll be singing in eternity to our heavenly guide. Yes, we will. We'll be able to sing there that he's guided us and directed us and kept us and led us. And, friends, we'll be able to, oh, truly shout the triumphs of our King forever and ever in eternity above. Well, much food for thought. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. And then this word this evening, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. And if I could just say this, friends, if you've really been exercised and burdened, there is a way, you felt that you should go into it, but you're not sure, I have to say this tonight, venture, friends, venture, because of the word that we have. Amen.
God willing, the chapel trustees will meet tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Mr. Roland Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Jonathan Buss. And there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock, God willing, next Lord's Day morning. And the Fen Stanton anniversary services will, God willing, be on Saturday. Our closing hymn is 144. Jesus, my all, to heaven is gone. He whom I fix my hopes upon, his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. Hymn 144.
Dear Lord, do take us home in peace and safety. But may we not just leave the service, Lord, on the chapel doorstep, but take these home and things home and ponder them and consider them. Be with us each in the coming week. Bless thy servant, Lord, and help him on the coming Tuesday evening. Be with the friends as well next Lord's Day. Lord, do take thy word and use it, Lord, according to thy holy purpose. And take us each home now in peace and safety. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.